Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Well, good morning. I wonder if there are people who still aren't setting their alarm to the right time to listen to the show. It's that time of year where Dr. Hoffman called it. We get a little dose of jet lag twice a year with daylight savings time. The second half of the program today, we've got the amazing Dr. Earl Mandel. He's a pharmacist, and he's been writing books after book after book. He has dozens, I don't know, something like 30 or 40 books going back a very long time, and he's just an expert on a number of aspects of health, particularly on supplements, and he's writing as a pharmacist who knows that there's a better way than medication to solve most problems. And he's going to be talking about his book on happiness, and it involves negative ions. And one of the things that you'll want to know and stay on until the end is that we're having a contest, and all you have to, I'll give you the directions, but it's basically just either signing up for the newsletter or sending an email, and I'll give you the details on that. But I'm giving away a package of three negative ion devices. One is the standard room negative ion generator, like the one I have in my office, an exercise room, and my bedroom. But two others. One is a fan-type air sterilizer, and that's you hold it in a it blows ionized air, negative ions, at you, however you want. And then there's another one that's a personal air sterilizer, which would be very handy for travel and so on. And those are going to be free. Then in the beginning of the show, the golden-voiced Jack Brown from Leave the Desert joins us. He's going to interview me. This is the second in a series where he interviews me on the book Aloe Vera, Modern Science Sheds Light on an Ancient Herbal Remedy. And this is the fourth edition of my book, which he's going to ask me, you know, put me on the hot spot and ask questions about. But also, it's available now, and you just go to hbnshow.com, look on the left side of the home page, and there's a picture of it. You click on that, and it takes you to the store. The book, actually, I'm giving away free. You just pay $5 for the packing materials and the time to pack it and take it to the post office and the postage and all that. So do stay tuned at the very end, again, for all the details on the contest. And I will review again how you can get the book that we're going to talk about coming up first. And then know that we're going to have some fun with Earl Mandel for the second half. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin. Please stay with us. I'm just delighted to have you with us and telling your friends. I get very excited when I see somebody who signed up for the newsletter because a friend told them. We're spreading the word one person at a time, and you surely can help. I'll be right back after 2 minutes of important words. I'm your host, Marty Whittakin. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplement you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that most people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy three, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I am pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or go to lifespannutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Hi, I'm Marty Whittakin. When I researched my new book on aloe vera, I learned why when you drink aloe vera, it helps so many complaints. Everything works better if the body has improved nutrient absorption, better antioxidant support, and fewer toxins. Studies show that there's a great deal of difference among aloe brands. The magic of aloe vera is in its solids, and unfortunately, too many companies damage them with improper filtration, heat, and enzymes. Distilled aloe tastes like water because it's lost all of those beneficial solids. I chose Lily of the Desert as a sponsor because they do the very best job, and university tests prove it. Lily of the Desert controls every step of the process. They even grow their own plants. Lily of the Desert products contain Allosorb. That's added concentrates of the aloe polysaccharides. Lily does gold standard clinical studies on their products, but they aren't greedy. You can pay more, but you'll get less. Look for Lily of the Desert products at all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Well, this is going to be special, something I've wanted to do for some time. You're familiar with the voice of Jack Brown. He's on the show every once in a while. He's the vice president at Lily of the Desert, the world's best aloe vera company, in my opinion. And usually he's on the phone and I'm interviewing him. But I just did the editing on the fourth edition of my aloe vera book. It's called Aloe Vera, Modern Science Sheds Light on an Ancient Herbal Remedy. And as I'm going through that, I thought, my goodness, there is so much really kind of, in some cases, shocking, but really interesting information in this, and we haven't been able to bring that out on the radio. So I said, why don't we take Jack's broadcast voice and turn him into a temporary host on the show and just switch positions here and have him interview me about the book. So that's what we're going to do. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Marty. Now you're in the hot seat for a change.
I know. I mean, asking the questions isn't all that hard. Now I got to kind of feel what you would feel if the situation was reversed. So I'm just going to turn it over to you and let her rip.
Well, that's great. It's glad to be here. Glad to see you again and glad to be a part of your
person.
Program.
Yeah, in person.
Yes. Usually we've had to do this on the phone because of schedules, but certainly nice to be in the control room for a change. I want to jump right in. We're going to kind of talk a lot today on this first piece that we're coordinating together regarding our topical products. It's summer. People are interested in that type of thing a little more than the medicinal ingestible products. But we'll start with our topicals. But some of it's just general aloe and, you know, questions. Like, why have we loved aloe vera throughout recorded history? It's only been around a long time. So in your book, you expound on that somewhat. So I'll let you answer that one first.
Well, and it's really the reason that I wrote the book is I've been a fan of aloe vera since the early 80s. And I've been working in the field somewhat and learning more about it for a long time, even before I met you and realized that Lily of the Desert was the just the premier company in the field. And the recorded history goes back as 4,000 BC. So as, you know, what's old is new again. But in this case, in the old days, they only knew about a limited number of things. They knew that it was good on the skin. They knew about it for constipation, indigestion. These days, and we'll talk about that because I'm going to have you back in the fall to dig into the internal use of aloe vera, but we're now appreciated for heartburn, cholesterol, allergies, pre-diabetes, and all kinds of other things. But topically, it's been known a long time, and I imagine most of our listeners know that aloe vera is good for sunburn, for kitchen burns. Maybe they know about it for wounds and abrasions, rashes, and infections, even in animals. And I do want to talk a little later about pets.
Yeah, it has been known as you pointed out, for thousands of years for the soothing effect that it has.
Yeah, that reminds me. I wanted to ask you, you've told me before about Alexander the Great. He was a warrior king in Greece, something like 300 B.C. What was the story about him and aloe vera?
You know, it's kind of interesting. About 300 B.C., he was known as the conqueror of the world. That's what he was known as throughout history. He was a young king, and he conquered the known world at the time. But one of the things he, as he was conquering, he knew the value of aloe to his soldiers for health and skin and all the benefits that aloe brings. And he literally fought a huge battle to conquer an island in the Mediterranean where aloe grew. So it was kind of an interesting tale that here's this world conqueror, but he knew enough to say, I need aloe as part of my regimen for my soldiers. So that's kind of an interesting tidbit.
Yeah, they couldn't exactly fly in helicopters with medical supplies from headquarters.
No, not from where he went in the known world, that's for sure. You know, your book covers a lot of the beauty and anti-aging benefits, and I think it's important for your viewers to hear you talk about it, because that's a big part of why people put aloe on their skin.
I probably, if I really wanted to sell more of these books, I would have just made it about aloe for beauty, because that's what people will spend money on. And talking about the history, I mean, going back to Cleopatra and Queen Nefertiti, I'm never sure I'm saying that one right. They knew about it for beauty and for anti-aging, and it turns out they know what they were doing, because a modern study, and this was in women over age 45, they found that consuming aloe gel, and I want to mention this because you've got to kind of do it on the inside and the outside for the beauty and the anti-aging, but they consumed aloe gel for 90 days. They significantly improved wrinkles and elasticity in sun-damaged skin. So that's kind of a shocker. And one of the keys to healthy-looking skin, which, of course, is more attractive, is moisture. Moisturizers that I see on the market, most of them are oil-based. They clog up the skin. They don't even feel very good on the skin. Aloe vera can hydrate not just on the top, but three layers down, three dermal layers to keep skin really moisturized. And a lot of these fancy schmancy skincare products say that with collagen, I have not seen any evidence that smearing collagen on top of the skin is going to do anything to build up underneath the skin. If so, it's very limited. But aloe vera stimulates the body to create more collagen and it regenerates cells. So a third thing I see in a lot of these fancy skincare preparations is vitamin C, and they brag about it. Well, not only does aloe have its own antioxidants, when you drink it, it's been shown to help us absorb 20 times as much vitamin C, and aloe seems to help reduce scarring and age spots. So there's all kinds of appearance reasons to put aloe vera on the outside and to drink it for all those other benefits that we'll talk about at a later time.
You know, Lily is very much about the science of aloe. That's what we're known for. We're your leader in science and technology. What does the science say about aloe?
Well, you know, it caught science's attention the first time back in the 1930s when they discovered that it would help heal radiation burns. And we know from the science that aloe promotes faster healing and helps prevent infection. And as far as the topical things, it's being researched and has been researched for just name it, or pretty much anything on the skin, eczema, psoriasis, diabetic sores and ulcers, bed sores, fungal infections, abrasions, frostbite, canker sores, which is also just the skin inside the mouth. And that's topical. The scientific findings are just piling up, and we'll cover that a lot more in our next interview in the fall, because when you get into the internal stuff, it's just crazy town.
What do you think they discovered, or what have they discovered about how aloe actually works?
Well, that's the thing with science. They don't seem to care if 1,000 people or over 1,000 years people have said, this does so-and-so, we get this benefit. They'll say, yeah, well and good. I want to know how it does it. So they're all about mechanisms. And what we found is that besides on the skin, besides moisturizing, there's a pain reliever in it that's kind of a cousin to aspirin that will soothe. That's why when you put it on, besides being cooling and moisturizing, there's actually a pain reliever. And if you get a good aloe, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment, because people are often bamboozled into buying something that says aloe on the label and they aren't getting the benefit. But helps create collagen. They know that. They know it reduces inflammation and that it provides antioxidants, antiviral, antibacterial. And when you drink it, it helps you absorb nutrients and transport those nutrients and helps you utilize them. So I don't know if they've looked at that for the skin, but they should, because there's probably some limited effect of that, too, of just moving the nutrients around. I guess I'm back to being the host for a minute here. When we come back, we're going to dig a little deeper into this topic and tell you how to get a copy of my book if you'd like to have one. So stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. My guest host today is Jack Brown from Lily of the Desert. Please stay with us.
Wouldn't you like to eliminate bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, and other allergens from the air in your home and office? Negative ions are the reason that air is so fresh and invigorating around waterfalls and the seashore. Innovative Ion Box uses those same negative ions to purify any room in your home, especially the bedroom. Ion Box devices are quite affordable and conveniently small, so that you can take one with you to work, in the car, and even on vacation. Studies show that because of its advanced microchip technology, no other ion purifier, even much larger units, come close to the effectiveness of Ion Box. Plus, it's ozone-free, and there are no filters to change at removing bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, or other allergens. Improve your sleep, mental focus, mood, energy, and performance. Stay healthier with Ion Box. Visit the shop page of hbnshow.com. Again, that's the shop page of hbnshow.com.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com or call 817-481-6342.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
We'll be right back.
Dr. Harris Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
And we're back. I'm Marty Whittakin as usual, but as not usual, my co-host today, we're kind of taking turns with this interview, is Jack Brown. He's the vice president. He has a more specific title, but from what I gather, he does pretty much everything. He's just a busy guy at Lily of the Desert. And we're talking about my book, Aloe Vera, Modern Science Sheds Light on an Ancient Herbal Remedy. And I'm going to turn the microphone back over to Jack Brown.
Co-host, I feel so important now. It's just a status I've never had before.
Well, right,
as co-host of a radio program.
Well, right now you are the host, so you just got a promotion.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? Look, we've been having a good conversation regarding aloe and topical and the history of aloe. Most people think that the aloe plant is some kind of cactus because it does grow in the desert. It's called a desert plant. It requires water, but not a great deal. And too much water or cold, it will freeze. So all of those things. It seems to me in a likely prospect to really become a combination first aid. It's historically known as aloe's miracle plant or medicine plant. And some kind of superfood herbal remedy. Kind of give us a little more information that you discovered or uncovered about the plant itself.
Well, I really have to admit something here that it hit me just while I was preparing for this show, and it's very embarrassing. The aloe plant is actually a member of the lily family. I always knew that it's related to onions and asparagus. What I never connected, and I don't know why, is that that's where the name Lily of the Desert came from. Now, why I didn't put two and two together, I don't know. I can't tell you. But there are 500 varieties of aloe. Not all of them are aloe vera, but most widely used in topical applications and in drinking juice is aloe vera. It's a really interesting plant that it can survive in these really harsh conditions, and it has a very waxy, tough hide on the outside and the peel, and spines on it, which protect it from animals and also allow it to absorb more sunshine. But it has little pores that are closed in the day to keep the moisture, and they open at night to absorb CO2. It's very self-healing. It has a lot of properties for retaining moisture. Inside that peel, anybody who's ever had an aloe plant and cut it open, you could see that there's a yellow sap inside the peeling, and that is not something you want to mess with. It kills skin cells and is removed from commercial products because it's not good, and internally it's a harsh laxative. So all of the reputable companies remove that. But if you're dealing with fresh leaves ever for any use, whether you're just putting it on a burn or road rash or whatever, slice the leaf open and take out the gel from the inside and don't mess with that yellow sap.
Yeah, that yellow sap is part of what is technically known as the anthraquinone fraction, and it's full of aloin, and aloin is a very poisonous part of the plant. And it's naturally about 16,000 parts per million, and it will. All the companies commercially, we all filtered down. Right now, Lily is at less than one part per billion of aloe, and it's almost atmospheric. So, it is known to have a negative, and we get rid of the negative. It's the only negative in the plant that we found. So,
well, we aren't going to talk about this any other time. I want to bring it up because it demonstrates how goofy the government is. That they want to test the safety of aloe. They throw a leaf in a blender and then feed it to some animals. The animals don't do well. They don't know enough to take out the yellow sap, but that's really a story for another time.
Yeah, we'll talk about that, I'm sure, at one of our next times we'll get to visit. You say that aloe in your book contains over 200 biologically active compounds. What are some of the more important ones?
Well, vitamins. We already mentioned vitamin C, but also vitamin E. And this, I found researching this, I was very surprised that aloe vera is the only plant source of vitamin B12. I mean, that's usually something that we get from animal foods or we make our own. And vitamin B12, we've done whole shows on it, so important for brain and nervous system function and synthesis of our DNA and so on. Aloe vera also has minerals, including zinc, and they're in the right ratios, so you don't have to worry about that. Plant sterols, and then the real magic comes from polyphenols. It has 20 of the 22 essential amino acids, building blocks of protein, but the polysaccharides are these long-chain carbohydrates that they're the key to really a lot of the aloe's magic. And if you don't process it properly, you break them down into simple sugars, they don't work anymore. But that's kind of the highlights.
How do you recommend aloe is used topically?
Well, I have at home three tubes of Lily of the Desert's aloe jelly. I have one in the kitchen because I can't seem to stop touching the wrong parts of the stove. I have one in my medicine cabinet in the bathroom because I make up a concoction with IP6 and vitamin E and vitamin A, and I put aloe in it and so on. And then I have one on Bill's side of the bathroom to keep him from taking mine. This aloe jelly is just a really clean product, very high like 99, says on the front, 99%. And you can use that for almost everything. If you've got a sunburn, you can spread it around. You can soak a bandage with it for a wound. I also make a spray bottle when the dogs get hot spots. I use the liquid aloe and spray it, keep it in the refrigerator so it doesn't spoil, and then spray it on the dog, and it's so soothing. Jack, I've got a question for you. What should we keep in mind if we're shopping for aloe vera topical products?
I think the big thing is a lot of companies, and they've always, because they know the consumer knows the benefits of aloe on their skin, and a lot of them put with aloe, they'll have a whatever.
They wave a leaf over the top.
That's right. You mentioned earlier about it reaching three epidermal layers. None of that occurs, at least unless you have a 30% minimum concentration of aloe in the product. Anything less than that, and you are not going to really get any aloe benefits that we've talked about today. So at least 30%. Ours is, like you said, at the 98-99% factor of our jelly. Everybody has an anecdotal, and I had one too, and I won't share it right now because of her granddaughter, but she did the same thing. Hot stove, got it taken care of. And so, but make sure that the product does have a very high concentration of aloe.
Yeah, and you probably want to watch out for preservatives and chemicals, because if you put those on anything really irritated, those are going to sting. And the easy thing for me is you just stick with it, Lily of the Desert, and then you don't have to worry about it. Please tell us just briefly, because we don't have much time left here, the special way that Lily of the Desert aloe is grown and produced. And I'm going to add on another later in the next interview. We'll talk about gel versus juice, but I want to make sure people know where they can buy the product, and also throw that in there too.
Yes, we are in 99% of every health food store in the country, so the jelly is in almost all of those locations. We grow it ourselves. We process it ourselves, and we bottle it and distribute it. There's not another aloe out there that does all three and owns the product the way we do.
And they're organic leaves.
And it's an organic leaf, organically grown.
You can't ask for much more than that, but you get more than that because they also do clinical research, and I think we'll touch on that more in the next interview. The book is going to be available at the Health Home and Garden Expo. Lily of the Desert is an exhibitor. They'll have lots of neat stuff going on, and they will have the book there at no charge. We're going to work out a way that you can, I'll put it in the archive description of the show, but we'll have a way that you can get one if you're somewhere else in the country for nothing more than postage. And maybe somewhere down the road we'll have an ebook. Again, it's Lily of the Desert. I have a link in the archive description of today's show to the company and the products. Thanks. We'll be right back.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
People say they feel great after a B12 shot. Vitamin B12 is crucial for making energy, red blood cells, DNA, and supporting both mood and balance. Unfortunately, nearly a third of older adults are deficient, as are vegetarians and those using antacids for heartburn. In fact, most of us might benefit from getting more B12 than is in our multivitamins. Vitamin B12 teams up with vitamins B9 and B6 to create melatonin and the happy hormone serotonin. This 12-9-6 trio also helps metabolize homocysteine to support both heart and brain health. All three vitamins are absorbed and used much better in their natural active forms. For example, vitamin B6 as pyridoxal 5-phosphate and vitamin B12 as methyl B12. Vitamin B9 is safer and more useful as methylfolate than in the cheaper synthetic form, folic acid. What could be more convenient than Jarrow's lozenges? Ask for Jarrow's methyl B12 and methylfolate lozenges in lemon or higher potency cherry flavor at natural food stores nationwide.
It's a long-standing tradition to give our homes a more thorough cleaning in the spring and fall, but you may not have thought about this. Our bodies also accumulate unwanted gunk over time. Toxins bombard us from the air, food, water, and even from skincare products. Toxins that don't leave the body are promptly stored in cells where they can gum up the works. We want to encourage them to leave, but most products called detoxifiers are little more than laxatives. They're not much help for removing wastes from cells and tissues like the liver. The synergistic blend of herbs in Lily of the Desert's herbal detox formula works gently in several ways to target toxins wherever they hide. Studies show that an important proprietary ingredient, Lily's aloe vera concentrate, AloZorb, reduces blood levels of the toxins ammonia, nitrates, and free radicals by 40% or more. Lily of the Desert products are available at most natural food stores nationwide. Link to Lily from the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com. And please, like Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
I got into nutrition back in 1982 when I bought a natural food store. I didn't know very much about nutrition. I did find out as a mother, I knew more than most of the doctors that I was seeing, but that was still not very much. I depended on books. The one that really got me through was Dr. Rolla's How to Get Well. I would take the book, I would show it to somebody and say, let me show you how we look that up. And then I would answer their question and we'd both learn something. I just read a little faster than they did. So these authors are really important. My next guest, we scheduled him for the last half to give him an extra half hour sleep. I feel really bad that I wake up our guests that are on the West Coast at such an early hour. It's 2 hours earlier than it is here. Dr. Earl Mandel has been very kind to indulge us in the past. He is a pharmacist, a registered pharmacist. He has a master's in public health, I believe. He's a PhD. He's the author of probably most of you first heard about him with the Vitamin Bible, and now it's the New Vitamin Bible. And he was inducted into the California Association's Hall of Fame in 2007 and has a lot of other accolades. Good morning. Welcome, Dr. Mandel.
Good morning.
I've made this mistake before of saying he's the author of X number of books, and I'm behind the time, so tell us, what's the count now?
63.
63. It makes me weary to think of that. I know what I put into just doing two. So.
Well, I've been doing it for a long time. The Vitamin Bible came out in 1980. So it's creeping up to 40 years, and it's actually 11 million have been sold around the world in 35 languages. My new book is actually what you're talking about, being happy.
Oh, yes.
At 6:30 in the morning.
I'm very excited to get to that. I do just want to say, though, in 1980, the Vitamin Bible, now we're so used to seeing the advertising and the miles of bottles in the stores, even mainstream stores and so on. You were way ahead of the curve.
You're not kidding. I mean, it was another world back then. In fact, when I did tours, I had to carry a bottle of water. People would say, well, you don't drink tap water. So things have changed quite a bit. In fact, a great story about I don't eat meat. I'm not a vegetarian, but I don't eat meat. So, of course, I eat things that are from soy. And I'll never forget, I went into a market. I think it was in Texas, as a matter of fact. And I said, do you have soy milk? They said, sour milk? What's that? So, yeah, we've come a long way when it comes to health information and people accepting things that are healthy. For instance, organic and non-GMO. I mean, a few years ago, 10 years ago, you didn't see anything like that. Now you go into a market and it's all over the place.
Well, I have to think you had a lot to do with that, because there it was in black and white, and you backed up what you were saying as a pharmacist with the science, but it was scattered. There was a little here, a little there, and by putting it together, you told a story that was compelling.
Well, I agree. It was a tight situation back then, and unfortunately, it's similar today in the sense that the knowledge is there. People really don't understand that the difference between being healthy and being sick is what you eat. I mean, it's as simple as that. Yet most practitioners, medical practitioners, don't ever talk to people about their diet. They never mention anything like that. Yet I think we could close half the hospitals in this country and save the country $1.5 trillion. We're not talking trillions of dollars of unnecessary sickness costs if people would take care of themselves as well as they do their dog, cat,
and car.
Automobile, yeah. Rose bush, and front lawn.
I think you answered your own question. It's the trillions of dollars, and it's just a system that, like a battleship, it's very hard to turn, and there's a disincentive to turning it because,
yes,
you know, who wants to do something that puts themselves out of business? Well, something else that doctors don't talk about is the happiness effect that's the subject of this book. What is the happiness effect?
Well, you can sum up my book, The Happiness Effect, by just asking yourself, how do you feel when you take a shower?
Wet. I know that's not the answer you're looking for.
Okay, wet, and what else?
Well, it's refreshing.
Okay. People are, when they take showers, they feel great. I mean, people say, well, in the morning, I start off the morning with a shower, and I feel terrific. Start the morning off. The reason is because, you see, water that is rapidly coming out of the tap or whatever is a good producer of a thing called negative ions. And negative ions are also found in waterfalls. That's why people go to the ocean, the Gulf, because the waves produce this negative ion. And so does, believe it or not, fresh air. In fact, that's our problem today, that most of us are living and working in an environment that is completely controlled with not positive, with not negative ions, but positive ions. In fact, most of the buildings that you go into today that people are working in, you can't even open a window anymore. So it's all artificial environment, which is unfortunately conducive to positive ions, which can lead to all kinds of problems. Negative ions will give you a feeling of well-being. Will I talk about in the book that they use it for ADD, and they use it for depression. It helps you sleep better. I mean, it's amazing. So here's something that we can do on a daily basis to better our health. In fact, I notice a lot now that new buildings outside, they have running water, all kinds of fountains, etc. In fact, you might even have noticed these water walls in buildings where there's actually water coming down a whole wall.
Oh, right. I always thought that was just for ambiance, but it makes sense.
It's ambiance, but also it produces negative ions. In fact, one of the automobile dealers that I frequent has a whole wall of this water coming down. And I said, do you know what this does? He says, absolutely. He said, it helps my people who work for me. They have better dispositions. And even the people waiting for their automobiles are happier because of this rushing water.
Well, they are getting the happiness effect, which is the title of Earl Mendel, pharmacist and PhD, his book, The Happiness Effect. And it's entitled, the subtitle, How Nikola Tesla's Experiments Led Scientists to Find Unique and Safe Way to Overcome Depression, Relieve Respiratory Disorders, Lower Blood Pressure, Alleviate Headaches, and Supercharge Your Overall Health. We'll pick up on that thought when we come back. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin, here with Dr. Earl Mendel, the author of The Happiness Effect. We could all use a little extra dose of that today.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
The Healthy by Nature Show and its host, Marty Whittakin, recommend brands that are backed by science. For example, one founded by Dr. Emmett Blair, Ph.D., an award-winning chemist who's working to establish high standards for CBD in the holistic health industry. Through his extensive research, clinical studies, and passion for health, he has become a leader in the field of CBD delivery, absorption, and effectiveness. Dr. Blair has developed the next-generation liposomal solution and delivery system, CellGate, using liposomes that make a protective coating around formula actives to mimic how the body naturally absorbs nutrients. Studies show that CellGate preserves most hemp compounds well into the small intestines, delivering an absorption rate 20 times higher than regular hemp and 10 times higher than any other CBD found on the market. The brand, Puffin Hemp, is an all-natural and laboratory-grade CBD formula. Link to Puffin Hemp from the show website, healthybynatureshow.com, or visit puffinhemp.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
It may seem that energy medicine is a new thing because it is the wave of the future, but actually it's been around as long as acupuncture, which is thousands of years. We've talked about microcurrents, magnets, light therapy, homeopathy, and more. We'll dive right back into negative ions with an interesting connection to Tesla, which you may only know as the car. We'll even talk about blood pressure, cholesterol, and at the end of the show, how to buy an ion generator or win that package of three in our contest. Dr. Earl Mandel.
I'm glad you brought up Nikola Tesla, because here's someone, and it's not the car, by the way. People think it's Tesla, and they named the car after him. Well, back in 1900, that's 118 years ago, he wrote a major scientific paper that was published in one of the leading journals at the time, talking about electricity, how it makes people feel better, how plants grow better, and of course that was all negative ions. Unfortunately, he was the kind of a person that had these great ideas and great concepts, never followed through on anything. In fact, he had to give him a money at the end. He was so broke. But anyway.
Yeah, he needed an investment banker. He needed to go on Shark Tank, but that didn't exist.
At the time. So actually another gentleman back in the 30s and 40s picked it up, and it was very big back then. In fact, the idea of negative ions, I love this one, the number one car in America is a Toyota Corona, right? A Corolla, I guess. A Toyota Corolla. They have put a negative ion machine in the motor.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable is right. The Japanese knew that people would feel better. Because, you know, think about it. You're in an automobile. Usually the windows are closed. If it's summer or whatever, you have the air conditioner. If it's winter, you have the heater. So you are in a very tight environment, and it's unfortunately conducive to positive ions.
Oh.
By adding the negative ions, it makes all the difference. I wear a bracelet that produces the negative ions as well as having a negative ion machine. I'll tell you, if someone has allergies or can't sleep or anything like that, I recommend a negative ion machine in the bedroom, because, you know, think about it, you're spending 8 hours or whatever. It also, unfortunately, a environment, very few people open the windows anymore. You know, it's amazing. I remember my mother, I was brought up almost 1,500 miles north of where you are in Canada, where it gets pretty cold in the winter. And she would always say, open the windows and get fresh air. So fresh air, of course, is a great source of negative ions. And so are waterfalls and lightning and thunderstorms, things like that.
Well, let me ask a question.
Yep.
Yeah, if you remove the junk that's in the air, the allergens, the dust, the bacteria, the viruses, that alone is going to help, but then you're supplying the negative ions. I get more readily how that can affect stress and pain, but cholesterol, blood pressure?
Well,
expand on that a little bit.
Let's be realistic that stress can exacerbate all these things as well. I'm a great believer that the majority of people in the country are not dying from old age. We're dying from all these degenerative diseases. that are caused by our diet, caused by our environment. And it's so obvious to me that if we remove these things, that cholesterol normalizes, high blood pressure normalizes. I mean, it's just a common thing. But what we've got to a point now where everything has to have a drug to counteract the problem. In fact, I love those ads for the drug ads on television and the on the web, or they used to be on the billboards. I don't see them as many now. But at the end of these drug ads, they give you some of the principal side effects. If they gave you all the side effects, you wouldn't have time for the ad. And if you listen to those side effects, my favorite is there's a prescription drug that was taken off the market. They put it back on with what we call a black box warning. Three times in the dissertation at the end, it says it causes death. I guess it does take care of the problem, though. I mean, if you're dead, you don't have to worry about it. I mean,
purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And other allergens from the air in your home and office? Negative ions are the reason that air is so fresh and invigorating around waterfalls and the seashore. Innovative Ion Box uses those same negative ions to purify any room in your home, especially the bedroom. Ion Box devices are quite affordable and conveniently small, so that you can take one with you to work, in the car, and even on vacation. Studies show that because of its advanced microchip technology, no other ion purifier, even much larger units, come close to the effectiveness of Ion Box. Plus, it's ozone-free, and there are no filters to change at removing bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, or other allergens. Improve your sleep, mental focus, mood, energy, and performance. Stay healthier with Ion Box. Visit the shop page of HBNShow.com. Again, that's the shop page of HBNShow.com.
Your host, Marty Whitaker here. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I have always suggested that clients take a multivitamin mineral. But I can no longer say that grocery store multis are better than nothing. Those highly advertised brands contain nearly useless amounts of poorly absorbed nutrients, as well as worrisome chemicals. They fool people into thinking that they're covered nutritionally when they are not. I was thrilled that nutrition expert Bill Sardi formulated a molecular multi. I take Molecular Multi because it's the most complete multivitamin mineral I have ever seen. It contains serious amounts of important nutrients that are missing even in fine health food store brands. I've reduced the number of vitamin bottles in my cupboard and saved money. I'll bet you will too. Go to lifespannnutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731. Of course, those details are also on the sponsor page of HBN Show.